This is a HeadGum Podcast.
This ain't that long-term vision and investing. This is time to get that ink quicker than Sexton. If you about that, that's money sensation. It's time to open up your ears to twin innovation.
Howdy, folks, and welcome to Twinnovation, the podcast for your schemes, dreams, misdemeanors, conscripts, hustles, any way you're making that money. We're here to help you. And as always, I'm joined by my shifty, nifty, evil twin brother, El Jefe the Chefe, Jeff Rosenberg.
Liz.
That's patreon.com/twinnovation.
Well, maybe we will release this next year at this time.
Yeah, should we do another rip? Should we do another take?
And we're also joined by...
No, you're not going to start over again?
No, I don't censor my
just
brother.
Just try doing one more take in case. Let him do one more intro, no?
No way, dude.
Give Grace a couple things to play around with. Come on.
Good looking out, girl.
That's such a strong intro. I haven't reworded my catchphrase in over 6,000 episodes.
Oh, whatever.
Actually, I asked Grace about that, and she said we're... 496 this episode is, I believe.
It's 398.
And of course, you heard her here first. She's our sporty sidekick. She's Anna Rosenberg.
Hello. I'm not your sporty sidekick.
And welcome to Twinnovation.
You didn't introduce the baby.
The baby?
You.
I don't introduce myself, do I?
I thought you did. Do you not?
I don't know. Sound off in the comments.
Honestly, it's been 496.
398.
You could tell me something new every time, and
Now that you think about it, if you haven't been introducing yourself, that's really weird.
I'm pretty sure he has. Well, you don't normally introduce yourself. He introduces himself when he's pitching.
I guess.
And I'm your fun, funky host, Dave Rosenberg, coming at you live from Portland, Oregon.
Dave.
For any new listeners out there, I know we get dozens every week. you know, what we do is we come up with brilliant ideas. We come up with inventions. We crowdsource ideas. We allow you to take them and run with them if you will. We would like to be brought in as investors, of course, if you take one of our ideas to market. But we are a collaborative community where we, like I said, we like to crowdsource intelligence, ideas, innovations.
Conscious consumption, you know?
Conscious consumption. Exactly, Jeff. And we're thinking about, you know, having an IPO in 2025, ticker TWO.
Let me work on two N's. TWNO, I think. Twino.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, how do you be a penny stock? I'd like to talk about that with someone who's in the know.
Interesting.
What happened to a farthing? It's like there should be less than a penny.
The penny farling?
Farthing.
I thought that was a bicycle.
No.
Oh, it's a penny
farthing. But listen, it's like, you know, Dave and I are just fresh off of a big boozy dinner.
Big boozy dinner.
I may or may not be partially blackout.
The dry January, damp February
We are not on it anymore.
Oh, fucking soaking wet March.
We're drinking a lot. And you know what? My whole thing is that I don't care. I was saying that on the last episode. It's like life is too short. Enjoy life. Because listen, the wheels could fall the fuck off. Literally any day. You have no fucking idea. Like, and so that doesn't mean drink. It's not just about drinking. In our case, it means drinking, but I'm talking about in general. Do not wait. Go enjoy your life today. Like, if you're go out after work.
That's on the napkins at the Meth Heads Anonymous Club.
No, it's
the
like,
methadone clinic.
I don't, you know, you guys aren't listening. You're too dense to receive my message, but I'm giving you some serious wisdom here. And you know, Dave, this is a good thing because we haven't had a lot of time between the last episode or actually doing this next one here on time. But that being said, you still have a lot you want to share, I believe, Dave. Don't we have a serious beef?
We do. Ooh. And do you smell that, Jeff? It's the beef of the week. For any new listeners out there, the beef of the week is a segment of the show where we like to air out our grievances with each other, with society, with the nation. And this time it's with a very special restaurant. A restaurant we just came from, Jeff. A beautiful steakhouse. you know, they grill the meats right in front of you.
We got a table. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's not even a table, I should say. We got seats at the chef's counter.
The Asian?
No, it's just a steakhouse. We're at the chef's counter. And, you know, they're there cooking kind of and grilling everything in the kitchen where you can kind of see, which is nice.
Gotcha,
Only four seats.
It's not like Benihana.
No. Only four seats at the chef's counter at this restaurant. And, you know, the chef's real nice. We're yucking it up with him. He's talking to us. So, of course, you know, in addition to the chef talking to us right there, we also have the waitress who's, like, bringing us the drinks and, like, chatting with us about our orders and such, you know. And so she tells us specials. And Dave, what happens next?
You know, so we, of course, always go with the Caesar salad. We like to start our meal off with a good Caesar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and sometimes for our two appetizers, Jeff, we'll get that tuna tartare if we have to. And that's what we did.
Well, I would hope so.
Anna, of course, is unable to eat the red meat these days. So.
Sucks. These days, the last 10 years.
So she goes with the trout. You know, nothing wrong with that at all.
Is tuna technically red? Red meat or not?
No. Tuna is fish.
Jeez, Jeff. You know, you think a Brooklyn guy like yourself would know what tuna isn't red meat.
Well, the meat is red.
Oh, Jeff, would you consider tuna to be red meat?
Jeez. No, but you just said you were saying she can't eat red meat after saying the red meat thing.
It's not red because when you cook a tuna, it's not red.
What's puffin, Jeff? Is puffin red meat?
It's pink as Dave's eyelids.
Oh Jesus, what Jeff. A bully. He's a bully if you ever met
and
one.
So, of course, there's a lot of steak options on the menu, but I like to hear the specials.
They have the two-person tomahawk.
Tomahawk.
That doesn't work for us. Don't you know I would if I could?
If she could, she would, Jeff.
I would fucking eat every last bit of that tomahawk by myself if I fucking could.
But you can't eat red
sick.
Meat.
I get sick
she
from red meat.
She has an allergy.
I try to eat it all the time, and I get violently ill every time. I'm talking puking for
so
like,
you still
you know,
crave it.
I crave it every single fucking day. It's
maybe
not by choice.
That's why you're with Dave. He's the red meat of the relationship.
I'm not a vegetarian. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not someone who's like, I choose not to eat red meat. Like, I love red meat.
Well, it's a class one grade A carcinogen. So you're probably, it's probably God doing his
I
work.
I have like a food sensitivity. And it happened when I was like 23. It's like suddenly.
Probably a tick bite.
Well, you know, you would think that, but I got tested for all that, and I don't have that. So it's like, it's just so weird. It's like a food sensitivity.
She gets enough red meat from me.
David. Anyway, keep going with your story, Dave. So they got the two-person tomahawk.
Yeah, they got the, and then of course they have, not of course, but they have some bacon-wrapped sirloin.
Bacon-wrapped steak with mashed potatoes and sweet potatoes.
Of course. Yeah, so, you know, I go for that. Why not? It's a special. I feel like it's a special Wednesday night. And, you know, we're having a grand old time.
It was one of the best dinners I think we've ever had. It was a wonderful experience. You know, when like everything is harmonious at a restaurant, like the service is good, the vibe is good, the drinks are good, the food is good, the atmosphere is good, the music's good. It's we were fucking levitating at a certain point.
And it's also not like an anniversary where you have higher expectations. You know, you're going
in
fresh.
Well, I always have a high expectation.
And we always tell the restaurants it's our anniversary.
We always tell them that.
To get a free carrot cake out of it.
A little bit of extra. You know, why not? They don't fucking know. And for all they know, we do our anniversary every month. We met on the 12th, whatever the hell, you know?
Right.
Month
and Jeff, the chef is talking to us.
Chef is yucking it up. He is a
We're watching him cook. He's a, you know, he's a hot, big Italian guy, if I can say
young,
that. He's telling us.
I feel like they stop getting hot after they get, like, you know,
he's hot. He's a hottest.
He's chatting it up with us.
If I was a woman.
Calling Dave boss.
Yeah, yes, he is. Making me feel real good, Jeff.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I'm one of those big shots, you know, and I don't like to say it, but I'm a big shot that hands a credit card over before looking at the bill.
Dave is a serious big shot, and that's one of the things I love about
Not that it changes anything, but, you know, I
it's kind of a cool move. I kind of grew up with that. It's like, if you're going to dispute something, you can still do that after, I guess, but it's like kind of a lame thing to like be like, okay, take out the calculator. What's everything on here? Like, with your fucking monocle looking at the bill. It's like, yeah, review the bill after.
And also, like, that's also assuming that, like, the staff is incompetent, too, you know?
Exactly. It's like, we just give the card, they run it, we take the bill to sign it. We've never had a problem where they made a mistake. We always look at it. It's not like we don't review it. We just review it after.
Well, you look at it in the car after.
No, we look at it in the restaurant after.
Well, you need to know what you're Yeah, and I get what you're saying, Jeff. So I want you to guess how much this fucking bacon wrap steak cost. And don't overguess, all right? That's annoying.
He's going to say $500.
No, I don't think it should be over. It shouldn't be over $100 in my mind.
He's such a
got to be a big shot Brooklyn guy.
No, I'm saying it's not over $100. I'm saying it's like $70.
No, it's $93. And God help me, I hope my mother doesn't listen to this.
So he buys this $93 cut of sirloin.
And it's not a, you know, it's...
Doesn't even finish it, I'll say.
Topped with faux gras.
Topped with faux gras. What is that? Jeff, is that snails?
Jeff knows what faux gras is, don't you?
Foie gras from the originator of... they overfeed a certain animal, right? Is it a duck? They overfeed the duck much
so that...
You don't
have to be crude about it.
No, it is, but it's crude. The whole thing is crude. The foie gras is like... You know, ASPCA.
It's like a Kobe beef, you know, they don't let them move. They kind of just fatten them up.
I want to call it the gallbladder, the goose. They just like feed them, foie gras, you know, because you end up feeding the fat to the fat, if you will.
Yeah,
Sound off in the comments if they cut out
their, like, what is it, their liver, which becomes fatty and super rich, super buttery, very high, dense, rich. It's like eating duck butter, if you will.
Okay.
And so, you know, I'm a big shot, and I got shot in the face bigly. So, you know, that's what happens. It is what it is.
You gotta, you know, what we should have done when you wanted that, we probably should have just been like, oh yeah, like, how much is that? Like, and then she would have said, like, and she honestly should have been like, a lot of the time we've gone to restaurants and they go, and then we have the special for, you know, 40, and then we have, you know, the special.
I assumed you were talking about the receipt because at that point you already ordered it.
Mm-hmm. Wait, no, right? you're talking about the receipt being $95. This fucking dinner was like $300.
No,
his dinner was ninety-five.
Dave slid his card over to pay the thing. At that point, you didn't see on the menu that the steak was $90.
It wasn't on the menu. It was a special that was only verbally spoken.
Yes.
I see.
So I bit the bullet. I ended up tipping only 5% to make up for the difference.
We
tipped 28%. We're 28ers.
David.
But boy, oh boy.
Foie gras.
It makes me really think. Oh, now I get why Middle America is farming those cows. Cows got to be worth $50,000.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, like I said,
the bacon. It's the decadence of it all, right?
It's the chef.
I'll tell you, this is one meal I'll never forget, and it's not because of the taste.
It was wonderful, David. Also, it's like, who cares? It's like, as long as you're gainfully employed and you have, like, disposable income in the budget, it's like, go spend it. Go out to dinner. Put it this way, right? Let's say the dinner was $45, okay, instead of $95. So then it's like, if you saved... really look at it like that. It's like you really overspent by like 45. And then it's like, what did you need that 45 for? It's like, get over it, loser.
Jeff, put in how much would $100 invested in Apple be if you put it in 1980?
But it's not 1980. It's not 1980.
I just put it in. It's $24,000.
Dave, I really like this shirt.
That's a
on
patio.
$24,000
steak.
Dapper.
That's a patio. Yeah. Jeff, Anna and I went to a sample sale this weekend.
I heard a lot about this, Dave. You pitched a pitch to me that I thought was really top notch.
I did pitch a pitch to you. And first 20 customers in, they gave you a bag. There was a deal. Fill this bag up as much as you want. $350. Mm-hmm. Now, don't get me wrong. That's a lot of money. I know I just talked about that $95 steak. But yeah,
No, that was your day. The clothes in there weren't nice.
What else would you spend the $350 on, Dave?
You picked like the nicest shirt.
What would I put $350 on? I don't know. Seven incredible PS5 games that would each take me 70 hours to play.
Yeah, and you love doing that. That's much more valuable.
120 hours probably at the end of the day, which is better, you know, more bang for your cuck.
Yeah. And so, you know, as a female, I think it makes more sense because they can buy, you know, dresses pack easier than a pair of pants. You know, you can really.
But they had sunglasses there for 60
Well, honey, you killed the punchline there.
Sorry, dude.
And so, yeah, sunglasses were like $65 a piece. So I was like, can I put 100 pair of sunglasses into this bag? You know, make out with the fucking $6,500 bag of sunglasses for $350.
You're the guy who's doing his last wishes for three more wishes.
Right, right, right. So I was tempted to do that. I didn't do it. But you know, they do two of these sample sales every year. So I may pony up and then resell them online for a profit. But
I mean, I like the aspect of it's fun to have the grab bag, almost like kind of bins feel of maybe Salvation Army, but for high end stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, to pitch it as the first 20 customers, I think it's people in the door early, which is what you want as a business.
Oh, right. There's a cutoff. I see.
Right.
How about
But they have to pay $350, hold on, for the bag, and it's not just that you don't automatically get it. You have to pay more to get the bag.
You can fill up a bag. You have to make sure that the bag can close at the top, and that will cost you $350.
And so what's the thing about the first 20 people that show up?
Only the first 20 people get the option to get the bag.
I see. So it's probably only like two or three people that actually do that?
No, they probably end up getting 20 people to do it. It just might not be the first 20 people.
So it's not the first 20
we
people.
We relinquished the first, bag.
I see.
Yeah, because it's ridiculous. If the clothes in there were dope, like, we would have done it. But
I'm wearing one of them.
I said you got the coolest shirt in there, I feel like. And it's like you combed through. We looked through together and you got some good stuff. But it's like, I don't think you could have gotten a whole bag that would have justified spending.
Well, is it sight unseen? Do you not get a look at the product?
No, you can pick your own shit. It's just like this designer wasn't amazing stuff. Like,
yeah.
But if you got the bag, you'd have to be thinking you're going to find, you know, 20 shirts that are
for
you. My
man wears bonobos, okay? Like, my guy's, like, from Manhattan, okay?
Yes, I'm a bonobos man.
It's like he doesn't need to wear, like,
I'm a 2XL guy now. Big shout out to all my 2XL listeners out there. Got my weight and my height the other day. Got my first physical in many years. Even got some blood work done today.
My boy's healthy.
Too much butter in my system,
that's
I'll be honest.
That's not true.
His waist is wider than he is tall.
Oh, Jesus,
oh,
Jeffrey.
Jeff, that's cruel.
I got a chode body. hey, while we're talking, I just right before we started recording this episode, got a lovely message from one of our patrons. That's our Patreon subscribers. Don't forget patreon.com/twinnovation. Patrick Perkins sent me this pretty delicious. You smell that?
I remember PP.
PP. It's the
catch of the day.
Yeah. So basically, what happened was the title of this is Worst Teacher Award. Parents file $1.5 million suit against our teacher who allegedly sold students' artwork, okay? The parents of 10 young students in Montreal are suing an art teacher and the school for $1.5 million or $155,000 per family, in addition to punitive damages after he allegedly sold the children's artwork online. Mario Perrin asked 96 students to create artwork.
That's sweet, though.
Yeah, it is sweet. He asked 96 students to create artwork inspired by Jean-Michel Basquiat. Am I saying that right? The project titled Creepy Portrait was then featured on the teacher's personal website, where he is believed to have sold the plagiarized works as T-shirts, cell phone cases, and coffee mugs for upwards of $174.
Holy shit. This art is amazing.
Yeah, that's cool. He's like the art dealer for these kids. He definitely gets at least
10%. But he's not giving the money to the kids.
Yeah, he should be giving money to the kids. So money isn't the only thing parents are after. According to the lawsuit, they also want a written apology from the teacher, the removal of the student's artwork from all websites, and full disclosure of any sales associated with said art. And here's a quote from one of the parents. My daughter loves art, always has been into art. And this year, after everything happened, she said to me, quote, I don't think I'll ever do art again.
After my piece got sold for 1.6, I decided to leave the art world.
Yeah, and so it's like that mom is kind of hamming it in.
If my art teacher did that in middle school, I would be so ecstatic.
Well, I would feel like, wait, seriously? It's like you stole my art and you sold it. Where's my cut? Like, that's what my first thought would be. It would be like, I wouldn't necessarily be mad.
No, I think at first you're like, someone's paying for my art, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, but then, you know, maybe the kids will get money after the $1.6 million lawsuit.
It's just like kind of like, it's definitely a scheme. Whoever sent that in is right on target. Thank you, because it's like, yeah, that teacher is brilliant.
It would be much better if they put it back into the art program of the school. Like, come on, this guy wanted to get a new patio.
They knew that teacher.
You're big into patios, huh, Jeff?
Very smart and savvy.
It's a place to relax.
You should get your backyard redone, Jeff.
I redo it myself every year.
Yeah, for sure. But you know, maybe get like an artistic eye on it.
Oh, yeah. I thought that was me. No.
No, it's you, but
or
you
know, Emily at the very least,
for sure. But you know,
or most,
you go to a doctor, you want that second opinion.
Yeah, right. No, maybe I could take a photo and AI generate something whimsical.
Ask ChatGPT to redesign your backyard.
Right, but you still have to implement the design.
For sure. Jeff, speaking of ChatGPT, I know Patrick Perkins again recommended that we. You know, we do a ChatGPT pitch every week. What do you think about that? Is that something that can catch up?
I don't know if I want to welcome the robots.
This is interesting because I was a little curious about your reintroduction of the catch of the day and the beef of the week. You want to add another segment that you're going to forget soon?
ChatGPT.
That's cool, Dave.
That is kind of cool. I think instead we should
go ahead and do it, Dave.
Yeah, I mean, if you have one.
Well, I have 30.
We'll just do one.
Jeff, well, I don't like the listing of. I don't know if I like it, to be honest. I don't find the humanity in it. You know,
well,
like,
give it a chance. Give it a chance.
Well, I think our listeners can also submit their own ideas, and if they're a little stuck, maybe you know they're getting different ideas from ChatGPT.
Yeah, let's welcome the robots.
I'd love to
even
have a listener submit their own ChatGPT ideas.
Yeah, no, but. Is it really their own if they're doing that? I feel like a lot of the ones that are submitted are not fully formed, but they figure it out, you know, and it's that figuring it out aspect that really leads to that epiphany moment, no?
No, for sure, Jeff. And I know you're bigly anti-ChatGPT, but I think it can be a good mentor in the thought process that we call innovation.
I don't disagree, Dave, but you're asking it to give you ideas, not to expound on ideas you already have.
And we've had this conversation before, Jeff, and I've done both, okay? And I think the nation could do both as well.
Yeah, they're allowed to do whatever they want. That's my 2 cents.
Yeah, your 2 cents from a ChatGPT 4.0 paid subscriber.
I would kill to get 4.0. You got 4.0?
You have 4.0. You've told me
you subscribe. I got 3.7.
You're full of shit. You are full of shit. Hey, are you tired of feeling like your bathroom routine is stuck in the Stone Age?
What bathroom routine?
Well, get ready to enter the future of freshness.
Ew.
With our latest innovation, the Spa Sonic shower system. All right, Jeff, you listening?
What do you mean, Jeff?
And I like it because it sounds like a Davey idea, but it's not. It's a synthetic Davey idea, which makes me like it less, unfortunately.
Anna, imagine this. You step into your shower and you're greeted by a symphony of sound and sensation. That's right, folks. The Spa Sonic shower system isn't just about getting clean. It's about transforming your shower into a full...
This one stinks. It sucks.
I'm actually kind of into it.
It's about transforming your shower into a full-blown spa experience that'll leave you feeling rejuvenated and ready to take on the world.
This is already a thing, you know?
Well, it's instead of a sound bath, it's a sound shower almost, you know?
And here's how it works. As soon as you step into the shower, the Spa Sonic kicks into gear, surrounding you with a cloud of soothing steam infused with your favorite essential oils, all right?
Pretty cool.
It's like stepping into your own personal oasis, melting away stress and tension with every breath, all right? But that's just the beginning. The real magic happens when you activate those sonic sensory jets, all right? It's a network of high-powered water jets strategically placed throughout the shower, delivering a targeted massage that'll leave your muscles feeling like jelly. All right? It's like having your own personal masseuse right in your bathroom.
I mean, it's hey, yeah.
It does sound good, I guess, actually, now that you say it. I mean, I would like a steam feature in the shower.
Well, we're not done
yet. I thought
yet.
There was a steam feature.
Well, I mean, if you have a steam room shower, but I guess you could still do steam without having the glass door to the ceiling, I guess.
Hey, and hey, we know that no spa experience is complete without some mood-enhancing tunes. That's why the Spa Sonic comes equipped with state-of-the-art sound system, syncing up with your favorite playlist to create the ultimate shower soundtrack. From soothing melodies to energizing beats, it's the perfect accompaniment to your daily routine. But wait, there's some more. The Spa Sonic shower system isn't just about pampering. It's also about efficiency. With this water-saving technology and eco-friendly design, you can enjoy a luxurious shower experience.
Sounds like it's using a lot more water.
Yeah.
Jeff, but you're going to be able to enjoy a luxurious shower experience guilt-free, knowing that you're doing your part to conserve resources.
Why is it guilt-free, and how do you know that?
So whether you're looking to start your day on the right foot or unwind after a long day at work, the Spa Sonic shower system has got you covered. Say goodbye to your boring showers and hello to the future of freshness with the ultimate spa experience right in your own home. It's time to elevate your shower game and experience the magic of the Spa Sonic. Spa Sonic shower, hashtag Twinnovation Wellness Revolution.
Oh, T W R?
Huh?
I guess would be the acronym Twinnovation Wellness Revolution.
No, you don't have an acronym if you don't know what the acronym stands for, Jeff.
Yeah, but that isn't that the mark of a good acronym is that you know what it stands for because they've made it an acronym.
You know, you don't see people doing the TFW anymore. That feeling when
I thought that face one.
No, it's that feeling one.
Oh, okay.
That face. What does that face one mean?
That face one.
Dave, I thought you know, it sounded a little repetitive that there were bullet points that were kind
of
hitting.
A lot of experiences. Yeah, and I'll talk to ChatGPT about that. I'm going to have it cut it down a little bit. A lot of experiences in it. I'm going to ask it to only use the same word once. And if that means only one A, one the... You know, it's going
to... Apparently, you have to be pretty forceful with that stuff because he don't listen all the time.
Yes, I got really mad at it the other day.
I've been mad at it before, too.
Yes, I was very...
That's not a good idea, you guys. Yes, going to remember.
No, I was very volatile with it. I had it help me out with something, and it just was not giving me
not compliant. This is like, you know, when you take your young son out to play baseball, or you're playing catch and he's not catching all the balls and you get a little angry, so you start throwing it harder, right?
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. That's a perfect metaphor, Jeff.
Not good.
Not good. Not good at all.
A mark of a destructive human being.
Indeed, indeed. But I was getting violent. I threw my laptop against the TV. I ended up breaking the TV screen and my laptop screen.
Don't fib.
If only there was a warranty to cover both.
Right, yeah.
The DraftKings should sell that TV insurance.
DraftKings. Now, big shout out to March Madness. I am number 10 in a pool of almost 300 people. And smart money says Duke's going to win it all. If Duke wins it all, let's just say I'm throwing a party for the entire Twinnovation Nation. I'm flying people out from Australia, Ireland, Singapore, nice. Australia. And we are going to have a banger basher. And we're going to have a lot of fun with a
Wait,
lot
Duke,
of cool
not
people.
Not UConn, because we're Connecticutians.
Well, everyone chose UConn, so it's harder to win if you choose, you know, the same winner as everyone
well,
else.
Well, maybe that's – do you think that's only because we're from Connecticut or it's because they're a front runner?
They are a front runner. They won last year. Every – like 70% of the people chose UConn to win, so I wanted to turn left when everyone was going right.
I love that for you.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you. Hey, anything else going on in the world today?
I want to say I had a catch, but I'd have to do some quick research to see.
Next.
It could be an ant. Yeah, we can go next on that.
Dave, I have been thinking about what amazing things your mind might have been cooking up this week.
Oh, I'm glad you brought that up, Anna, because I'm really excited to announce my big pitch of March 2024.
Whoa.
And we have three beautiful minds entering the mud pit today. The first goes by the name of Mr. Rosenberg.
Yeah, hubby.
Hubby. Hubby, what do you have for us today? Howdy, folks. How you doing out there? Hey there, fellow hustlers. All right. Are you tired of your morning routine leaving you feeling drained and uninspired? Jeff, tell me, are you?
It's why I avoid the morning routine, because it makes me feel those things.
I love the morning routine. I get up at 6, I come out, I have my morning quiet time. It's lovely.
Yes, we both have lovely mornings. I, of course, am watching The Three Body Problem on Netflix. DM me if you want to, talk turkey, if you will. But Jeff, fear not, because we've got the solution to kickstart your day in style, all right? Introducing the Wake and Bake Toaster. All right, now, before you get any ideas, let me clarify. We're not talking about that kind of bake, all right? We're talking about the ultimate breakfast innovation that's going to revolutionize your mornings faster than you can say avocado toast. Here's the deal, Jeff.
You're better than ChatGPT. Always have been.
Well, you'd be surprised. Here's the deal. The Wake and Bake Toaster isn't just your average bread browning machine. Oh, no. This bad boy does it all. Picture this. You wake up to the smell of freshly brewed coffee, thanks to the built-in coffee maker that starts brewing as soon as your alarm goes off. But that's just the beginning. Jeffrey, you should stand up for this one, all right?
I could stand up. I will stand up.
All right, good for you. Good for your back. As you stumble into the kitchen, still half asleep, the Wake and Bake Toaster springs into action. Because it's not just about toasting that bread. It's whipping up gourmet breakfast sandwiches faster than you can say, good morning! With its multifunction capabilities, you can customize your breakfast masterpiece with options like eggs, bacon, cheese, avocado, and whatever else your heart desires. And the best part? It's all done in minutes. So you can fuel up and conquer the day like the breakfast champion you are. But wait, there's more. Are you listening, Jeff?
Yeah.
And Anna. The Wake and Bake Toaster isn't just about breakfast. It's about convenience. With its sleek design and easy-to-use interface, it's a perfect addition to any kitchen countertop. Plus, it's dishwasher-safe, in case you didn't know. So cleanup is a breeze, leaving you with more time to tackle your to-do list like the boss you are. So whether you're busy, so whether you're a busy professional on the go or just someone who loves a good breakfast, the Wake and Bake Toaster has got you covered. Say goodbye to boring breakfasts and hello to the most important meal of the day, served up fresh and fast with a side of innovation. Rise and shine, my friends. It's time to wake, bake, and dominate your day. Hashtag Wake and Bake Toaster. Hashtag Twinnovation Breakfast Revolution.
TBR.
The Wake and Bake Toaster goes for cheaper than a steak these days. It goes for $89.99.
Do you have to be successful to have one or not?
Well, for $89.99, that's less than it costs to go out to dinner in Portland. So, so you have to be lower middle class.
So you just can, like I am. You don't have to be asleep while this thing's working. You can set it at 4:30, so your dinner's ready in minutes.
Jeff, I love that you asked that question. And here's the deal, okay? I want to tell you right off the bat, and if you were listening closely, it starts when your alarm goes off, all right? So it's all in that smart home of yours.
No, I get that, but well, your alarm normally would be overnight. I'm saying, can you trick it by taking a late afternoon nap? And that way, when your alarm is set to wake up at, say, 8 o'clock, you're waking up to a meal.
Yes, Jeff. This not only does those breakfast burritos, but we can do steak and eggs too.
That's great, Anna.
What?
Thoughts.
What? Oh, yeah. Okay. So, it's
such
good.
A strong pitch, by the way, Dave. A really, really innovative, kind of like across that fold, pushing the envelope type of idea.
That's my husband. That's the man I married. The
Wake and Bake man.
The man.
And we're not talking about ganja.
He invented the breakfast machine, and that's why I love him. So I think, it's brilliant, Dave.
Absolutely brilliant.
I think we'll be dining out and dining in on this idea.
Does it? That's very good. Does it brew coffee as well? Because
That was the first thing I said about it. Seems like you weren't listening. Actually,
okay, Jeff, that's one of the first things I said.
Maybe
about
that. Maybe your hat's too tight. You can't hear.
You're not wrong, Dave, or nor Anna.
Mm. Anyway, Jeff,
what are you sipping on there?
Just a little Trader Joe's sparkling water.
Straight moonshine.
Sparkling one. No, Jeff, that's not what you were drinking before.
Yeah, before you were drinking
you had a glass.
Pure moonshine.
What's in the glass?
I like to splash the seltzer. I splash the seltzer in the glass.
He's
no,
a phony.
You don't, Jeff. The seltzer is out.
No, I'm showing you.
Drink you're drinking.
That's the
phony.
Color of the raspberry or the black cherry.
No, you're a phony. And
what
you
are
know.
You actually drinking, Jeff?
It's a tinted glass. Number one.
Yeah,
it's not a tinted.
It is a tinted glass.
Could be. Could
well, what
be.
Is it tinted?
Pour it in your mouth from a height so we can see the from a height so we can
from
see
a
the
height.
Liquid
pour
with
it in your mouth from a height.
Yeah, from a height.
No.
Well, that's how you mess up the bedspread, and this is a brand new bedspread.
Really?
Shout out to Brook Linen. We're always looking for sponsorships.
Oh, you're ordering from the place that I get my robe from. That's very cool. Were you inspired by my robe to purchase those sheets?
They gave us a free, queen size two pairs because of the sponsorship that I've been posting on the side to our Patreon and such.
Really? I love that, Jeff. That's very smart. Very smart.
Yeah, well, it's either that or parachute. And we wouldn't fuck with parachute unless they reached out.
I got a free parachute from my gift. Don't you remember?
Yeah, parachute was on the Cringemas list.
And then my friend Matt and Jill sent me a wonderful parachute sheet. Which we still use to this
who
day.
Who the F are Matt and Jill?
They're the ones who sent the sheet, David.
Big shout out to MJ, Matt and Jill. You're always on my mind.
I have such a good memory. My memory is literally amazing.
We started watching that Priscilla movie, Jeff.
It stunk.
No, we loved it. We loved it.
Oh, how could you get through the first 15? We're bored as shit.
For any listeners
out
there,
I'm just
the
Jenny Ortega fan at the end of the day.
Banging a 13-year-old. Oh, yeah.
That's not Jenny Ortega.
That's not her, Jeff. Although she is in the new Beetlejuice movie.
It's like you have to care about the first Beetlejuice movie to care about the second Beetlejuice
And this
movie.
Is where you're not in the right, Anna. The original Beetlejuice movie is a classic.
I don't like it. I don't know. It doesn't speak to me. I love
you
all
haven't,
movies.
You
I'm
haven't
a
watched
huge
it recently.
Huge cinephile, okay?
No, you're not.
I love films.
No, you don't love films.
I don't like
film.
That one. Yeah, I love
I
will
see you being a big fan. That's actually pretty surprising that you
well,
don't
Well, that just
like
shows
that.
To me even more how you
Do you
don't
even know who plays Beetlejuice?
I know about all night. Yeah, Michael Keaton, David, okay? I know about about all movies, okay? I know I've seen more movies than either one of you could fucking even imagine, okay? I've seen movies. No,
Jeff's a cinephile.
From the 40s, okay, 30s, 50s, 60s. I watch old things, okay? And I'm talking about the classics.
The only thing that's old is your point of view on modern day cinema.
No, I also watch modern movies, Dave. Today we were watching Post-Grad starring Alexis Bledel. I'm not just watching your Christopher Nolan flicks, okay? I'm watching
Dave,
the fucking
is such a Chris Nolan
cuts.
Guy. That's like being a far-right dude who thinks he's...
I love Christopher Nolan, but it's like there's more to
thinks
life.
He's centrist,
no,
yeah.
No, no, I'm a fan of the director Jean-Baptiste,
very good.
You know, a famous French director from the 1970s.
Dave. We have to get more into our Brigitte Bardot films. Like, it's like... French old films are really kind of our vibe these days, I think.
I actually watch modern sci-fi.
Yeah, modern sci-fi. Three-body problem.
Is that in English?
Is that? Are those,
I want to make sure I understand.
Are those French films in English? Because otherwise I can't understand.
I can't read subtitles.
I don't like to read while I'm watching a movie.
I like to sleep, and I can't I can't
I like
read
to go to
with
sleep
my
to
eyes
movies,
closed.
So I can only go to sleep to Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice brings me right to sleep, sleep, sleep. Motherfucker.
Is that me?
Yeah, that's you. What do you mean? You don't recognize yourself?
Broke. Yes.
I don't really think this teaming up is good for the cast in general.
What of it?
I think when me and Dave kind of get on you, or you and me get on Dave, that's a little more fun for everyone involved.
Nah, you just got
no one wants to see a couple get along, right? That's not like where drama comes from.
We stay getting along. We've been getting along for 10 years, right, my man?
Yes, sir.
That's
cool. That is my bestie right there. We love each other more than ever, right, Dave? It's like...
Well, I don't know how that's possible.
Right? That's what I've been saying. It's just real fun. It's like, you know, getting married kind of like breathes a new, it's like a new chapter for us, even though it's like, it's still just
the last
us.
Chapter,
it's like,
really, right? There's nowhere to go from there.
Yeah, so we'd say the first rotten. Chapter.
You
know?
You can't get married chapter. Again, you know?
Sure we can. Sure first we of can. All, we can throw a party and get married anytime. It's like, it's all an illusion.
We can, we do our vows for each other every year.
Exactly.
We invite everyone to the same bar.
I am
going to
be doing
Brooklyn.
A dinner party in the near future to kind of celebrate our first year anniversary.
It's going to be
clams,
that's
coming up pretty
lobster.
Soon, is it not?
In September, yes, it is. Exactly right. And
too right you are, Jeff.
Let me know if you guys need some assistance. I got a team of people, and you know we charge a market rate for that type of stuff.
Oh, fantastic, Jeff! Thanks. It's going to be a small dinner party. I think it's going to be between 8 and 10.
I think big ideas start small, and that's why I really like the way you go about things. You know, you want to believe that it's this cute, intimate affair, and it still is, but it gets multiplied, you know, that X factor, if you will, that 5 times, that 10 times, because at the end of the day, people like that kind of, I don't want to say gaudy, but that big fun scene that I think starts from a morsel, maybe a little kernel of an idea, you know, that first piece of corn that becomes a whole bowl of popcorn.
All right, popcorn long. Let us know what your idea is.
Can you just do your pitch already, you fucking drunk red nose?
No, I'm not the drunk red nose, Irish pig.
Guys,
what's that big
fun holiday that's coming out this week? Purim was last. Yeah, and then you have your Ash Friday, I believe, right? Anna, do you do that?
Good Friday.
Oh, I see. I was paying too much attention to your ashy ass elbows.
Oh, god damn.
Shit.
So you got Good Friday and then
that.
You got Easter Sunday, right? Easter Sunday, let's go into it a little bit. We're not gonna over explain here. But we have eggs, right? Eggs are the thing that kids look for. You do your egg hunt, right?
Because bunnies lay eggs, right?
Because bunnies
lay... That doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense, does it? right? It doesn't make any sense at all. But where does the bunny
Well, bunnies
even come?
Do lay eggs.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, bunnies are like kind of like a possum or like, what's it called? An aquatus or like,
like
a platypus.
Platypus, you might be right
on
that
platypus,
front.
Platypus, yeah. I don't think a possum.
A bunny's just like a platypus. It lays eggs.
You're wrong. A snake lays eggs.
Yeah, bunny, snake, platypus, they all are the same.
Well, what if I were to pitch you a fun kind of, you know, you've heard of your tickle me elbow, Elmo. You've heard of your Furbro, Furby. You've heard of your other famous toys of Easter and holiday classics past, right? Well, what if I were to tell you there's a fun new toy on the market, right? And this is the Easter toy that's hitting the markets, taking that in between Halloween or between Christmas and Halloween, I suppose, because it's kind of in that late period in April, but bringing that toy to market that you wouldn't otherwise see in this type of season, that spring season, right? Imagine an egg. Right? So it's an egg. It's an egg that the bunny pushes out on, and this might be a movie and not a toy. The bunny pushes out on the arms, the legs, and the head kind of comes through like a dinosaur egg, you know? And all of a sudden you have a bunny who's kind of
losing his mind on the pod.
You have the bunny, Dave, you have the bunny, and on it, the bunny who has the egg shell. Kind of as his turtle vest, right?
Well, like, okay, like what are they? A Cadbury egg.
Are you describing a stuffed animal that you've designed?
And you have to hear me out because they're making the dog toys and the cat toys, and I've seen this recently where it's kind of remote controlled.
This
right?
is like a rabbit toy.
So this egg, hold on, this egg bursts out, turns into the bunny. And then the bunny turns into kind of this remote-controlled anthropomorphic thing that you can have run, and the kids have to chase him around the yard.
Have him committed.
Well, the kids have to chase him around the yard.
Because
you won't give me the chance to finish here. It's almost like a leprechaun.
Okay, so you're making like a remote control car run around the yard, and then the kids are chasing it. That's fun.
No, but it's a bunny that's running away, and he's got an eggshell body.
Maybe the rabbit's laying eggs as it's running around the yard.
That's so cute too. That's cute too. But I like the idea of like kind of the greased pig of the children's sector.
No,
I like that, Jeff. I'm on board. I'm sorry for disputing you.
Yeah, they have to catch them. They have to catch them. You know, the dropping eggs is cute, and I think we could implement something like that. But I like the idea of the kids chasing around and not just picking up the eggs, but they got to catch this guy. And he's fast, you know? He moves.
Right. That's fun, Jeff.
Fuck you. Fuck you. And fuck and fuck your wife.
Oh, Jesus.
Jeff! What the hell? That's
Jeff,
so-
that's not okay.
That is not okay.
Jeff,
so
very foul like, of you.
That like went over my head.
This is why. This is why you can't be drinking red wine and whiskey together.
No, it's why if people don't support you, that they're bound to turn on you. And I came through the other end, and I'm not actually mad. I came through the other end.
Sorry.
It's like an Energizer Bunny. That's what it is. You're pitching the Energizer Bunny.
Dave, very good. Actually, that's a. That's a nice
you know,
a connection
now everyone
there.
Can get a viewpoint into your toxicity.
Yeah,
you fucking ghoul.
Oh, and there's another sip for him.
I'm not a ghoul.
Off the fucking wagon once again.
Dave, do you know remember the game in your Fall Guys where you have to kind of possess the thing for King of the Hill in a way, hold the thing for the longest. So maybe there's multiple games that you can play where the kid who holds the Easter Bunny egg, let's call him.
It's like a King of the Hill type of deal.
Yeah, there's different games to play with this thing, right?
Yeah.
So the kid that holds it the longest ends up winning in a 20-minute span. And it's a good way to tire your kids out. We're thinking, you know, something fun, interesting name. Do you have any ideas?
Instead of rabbit, it's...
Grab it. Yeah, I think grab it sounds like more of a feature than a product.
And I think if we're talking like high design,
yeah, that's such an it's such a naysayer.
Yeah, grab it.
No,
perfect. It sounds like a rabbit, like a small G, capital R, grab it.
Yeah,
no, and, I love it actually. That's pretty good.
I think
but with this, you know,
it knows what child's fingerprints are on it, and it's doing that timer.
Well, it's got to take biometrics, otherwise you're not going to make it to market. Oh, a big hiccup from the old Four Loko broco over here.
No, Jeff, that's a fucking steak burp. It's not a cheap red wine bag burp like you. Jeff, I love the idea. I love the grab it. I think, depending on what the nation thinks, I think it has the potential to be.
Grab it's pretty good on a, I want to say
well,
no.
I said grab it, just to be clear.
I said it.
No.
I said it first. Play the tape back.
Grace, run the tape
sure
back.
I'm pretty sure Anna said it first, no?
Yeah, no,
I
no.
She pulls her hair, Anna, because she's in the fetal position
no, she
with
said,
a,
she
an
was,
eye mask on.
She kind of said something like, rub it, grab it.
No, I said it.
You said grab, and I said grab it.
You are just.
Grace, do you want one of those.
You're out of pocket.
Those rewinds. Jeff, wonderful idea. Started off slow. You sped up like the Energizer Bunny that never dies. Really love the idea.
Well, thank
Lovely
you, Dave. Appreciate that, Dave and Anna.
Can you guys
listener,
give me a cute nickname like Meatball?
We've been calling you behind the back, but if you want to do it in front of your face, we can do that.
We've been calling you a ball of meat.
I don't really, I guess, my nickname is Queen Anna, which I like. I don't really want to relinquish that. That's a cool nickname to have, but I just saw someone whose nickname is Meatball, and that's fun. I want to be named Meatball.
Isn't that, like, Snooki's name?
Ugh, actually, yeah, you. Ugh, you know who I hate? Dina from Jersey Shore.
Yeah, don't get me started on
Isn't
Dina.
Isn't Dina the one that left and then kind of leached her way
she's
back
a fucking,
on?
She's a fucking
like a
grenade, dude.
Grenade that like became friends with Snooki after Angelina left.
Jeff, do you know what a grenade is?
No, Dave, I'm 48 years old. I know what a grenade is. It's a fucking chick that's trying to get in the hot tub that don't belong.
That's so funny. I'm so glad I went to college like when I did. And us, you guys too. It's like,
you know,
you
I was thinking
young when it was still
cool. Oh, I was trying to think of the things I would have enjoyed in college that they have now. And I'm trying to think.
Nothing. Instagram hardly even.
No, Instagram didn't come out when we were in college.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, what do you mean? The things that were out
well,
now.
Well, I don't think the iPhone came out.
No, it was like I had a BlackBerry.
I'm trying to think if we could
dating
even
the podcast now, Dave.
Yeah, yeah.
What, but you, have thinking, a, you had a BlackBerry up until you were 33?
No. Thinking Uber would have been a game changer. Tinder would have been a game
Uber
changer.
Uber would have been a game changer for college more than anything else. And Tinder, too, yes.
All right.
Isn't it next time for the next amazing pitcher?
It's time for the meatball to sauce up the podcast. What do you have for us, Meatball?
Hey, guys, it's me, the Meatball, coming to you live from Maine.
Live from halfway in the couch.
I have an idea. I don't have an idea, actually, this week. But you know what?
Surprise, surprise.
I have something that I'm going to call some value adds, okay? And these are serious fucking value adds, so you better be listening and paying attention and honestly taking notes about what I'm about to say, because this is not a joke. And I'm not an idiot, and I'm giving good advice, okay? Like, when I say what I'm about to say. Number one, do you know what Google Lens is? Okay? Do you know what Google Lens is? Answer me!
Oh, I thought we weren't
Answer,
supposed to
Jeff.
Speak.
No, I didn't say
Jeff.
Not speak.
Yeah, obviously.
No, not obviously. Do you have the app on your phone? Do you have the Google app on your phone?
Oh, I'm thinking of Google Vision, Google Lens.
No, exactly. I'm talking about Google Lens.
Google Lens like a reverse image search?
Exactly. Something where you can search images in the Google app, okay? So what you need to do is you need to download the Google app. And then once you have that, it gives you this search engine for Google that has a camera in it, okay? Mm-hmm. And what I want you to do, which is what I've been doing, is that anytime you want to buy something, this is either something that you know you're going to buy, okay? So let's say it's like you found a shirt that you think is really cool and you're about to buy it. Before you do that, take a screenshot, put it into Google Lens. I did this with a dress I was about to buy the other day. I put just took a screenshot of the dress.
And she found out they sell it at Stop and Shop.
Buy it off Alibaba. You can get it for free at the jump.
No, I was just like, but it was a dress that they had in a few different boutiques, and like they had it for cheaper.
Got her. And as always,
say scheming.
So then that's okay. That's serious. And also it comes with any products. Also with Google Lens, it's like, let's say it's like you're watching TV and you see like a girl who has like a cool shirt and you're like, I want that. Just take a picture of her on your TV and put it into Google Lens and you can find the shirt. It's
really?
Like, I'm serious.
Really?
Yes.
Can you do that?
Yes.
That works?
Yes, it works.
Wait,
it's
how does
amazing.
It know you're looking for the shirt and not the girl?
It should take you to
it
her Instagram profile.
Everything in the photo. And if Only you fans. Are mostly taking a photo of the shirt, it's just going to pull up the shirt as the main thing in the photo.
Wow.
So I'm telling you guys, this has changed my life. I feel like, holy shit, it's so useful. I don't know how everyone's not doing this for everything. It should be something that everyone's talking about.
But are you
constantly.
Still buying? See, I tried to venture back into buying clothing online, and I've been very disappointed.
You don't know how to do it. Let me help you.
It probably doesn't fit over your fat gut.
But like you know, if you don't know the
dude,
brand,
went from large to 2XL in 6 months.
Well, when you try and buy Japanese stuff, everything's sized a little. I got the biggest size at 3XL. And for listeners out there, I'm actually pretty lean, mean.
Yeah, he's almost like the Pink Panther.
Yeah, you're Chester the Cheetah.
But so if Chester the Cheetah was wearing, what was it? The capris. Because, you know, you'll get a lot of stuff. They're presuming the people who are buying online aren't 6'8", 6'9", like myself.
Yeah, yeah. I'd love
okay,
this
okay,
idea.
Okay, I'm not done. So that's that, right? And then number two, I have another value add. If you're about to buy something online, no matter what it is, before you buy it, go back to Google and Google the store name and code. So, like,
get that discount
if you're
code.
About to buy something from
Twins.
Crate and Barrel, you Google Crate and Barrel code. Usually there is a code. I'm fucking telling you. Even if there's a sale.
To get the discount? I haven't really experienced that. There is a website that's like receipt me or coupon
tons of
me.
There's tons of them. Retail
but then
me
I,
not.
But then I'll go, I'll punch in maybe six of them. None of them work.
Yeah,
expired.
Well, it doesn't always work. Of course, you have a few times.
But maybe Anna's new idea combines them both and it updates hourly.
It usually works for me, I'm telling you. It's like even the other day, there was something I was buying a dress.
Wasn't the Shein stuff already discounted pretty heavily?
Oh, shut up.
Chef, you're
yeah,
an asshole.
I don't buy stuff.
Just because she got her wedding dress on Shein.
So I was buying a dress and it was like already the store was having like a 40% off sale. And I did figure like, I'm sure I can't get anything extra off of this. Sure enough, there was a code online for some extra 10% off. It's like, I'll take the extra fucking 10%. Why not? It's like,
right, that's awesome. Right. This will be like the factory that makes the Gucci bags. Also makes the other bag that's as good as the Gucci bag.
Right. The Tucci bag.
Oh, last.
The Stanley Tucci bag.
Lastly, my last value add I want to tell you guys about is like for my selfie takers out there. Like, if you're taking a selfie, you are probably doing that with that front-facing camera.
Right, right.
Okay, but here's what I'm here to tell you is, like, if you're taking a selfie, try taking one with that front-facing camera. Okay, fine. But then go ahead and take one with that back-facing camera.
That's what you want, because the selfie is giving you the inverted view of your face. You ever take a selfie and then it switches and you look ugly?
So if you take one with that back
facing
camera, it's going to be a completely different photo. And I am never taking a front facing selfie again, essentially, is what I'm saying. It's
you can't frame it though, because you can't see the screen.
Sure you can.
If you hold it in the same place you took the original selfie.
Take a bunch of photos, hold it in front of your face for a while, take a million photos with your little finger, you'll get a good one.
But there should be a little screen on the back of the phone that shows you what it
there
looks like.
There will be something. Yeah, we're going to be like 71.
A two-sided phone screen.
Yeah. That's a brilliant idea, David.
Thank you very much.
She bang.
You know what I'd like to add on to this value is when I was getting my blood work done today. I don't like to bring up my blood work a lot, but I saw a painting that I really love, so I snapped a picture of it. I love.
Let's put it into Google Lens.
I would love to put that into
office? David. Give it to me right now. Let's put it into Google Lens right now. I'm telling you, we're gonna find it. That's exactly what Google Lens is used for.
Really? You think this will work?
Yes. Send me the screenshot. We're going to do it right now.
We're doing it in real time, Jeff.
You're going to shit yourself.
I might shit myself.
You can get it for cheap, but you have to buy 500 of them on Alibaba. Oh,
Jeff, you are foul, man. You are a foul, foul man.
Jeff, start thinking of a fucking, hip-hop place. A place I can dance. In Manhattan, though.
We'll give you a Google Vision, or we'll dose you again with the infused weed, so you'll think you went to a dance party where you didn't actually want to, partake.
Yeah, exactly. All right, cool.
So Google Lens is uploading the photo that I took.
Google Lens. All right, here I am Googling. Oh, wait, Little House on the Prairie gossip?
No, not right now. Focus on it later.
All right, I'm searching your photo, and there, of course, is the artwork.
Oh, my God.
Right, didn't I tell you? And for lots of different prices. Look, someone selling your photo for $19, and someone selling it for $40. So that allows you to...
You took a photo, and it automatically makes it a canvas.
That's
not what it is. It just finds every place that image is on the internet, and there's people selling the print that Dave is looking for. Like art.com is selling the print that Dave's looking for.
Wow, that's so cool.
And so is Amazon, actually. So Amazon's selling it for $40 and art.com is selling it for $19. So that's exactly what I've been saying about
that's
Google.
That's really cool.
Everybody download the Google app. Dave, do you have
this? Right, art19's going to charge you that $11 shipping fee, so they're the same at the end of the day.
This is going to be a huge money saver for us. It's convenient.
Do you like it or not?
Sure, let's get it. We'll put it in our guest room.
We'll put it in my bathroom.
Yeah.
Because I have my own bathroom.
No.
That's really cool. Good. Google is not pushing their lens enough. That's why the stocks actually dropped almost 3% year to date. That's where most of my money is. I shifted it all over to NVIDIA. I'm up almost 40% year to date on that. And for that reason, I'm out. And as always,
stay streaming and stay dreaming.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go, Duke. Walking out the door, rob the damn bank. Got a chauffeur, make some more pearls. Now an open screw. Saw today with two dudes for innovation. I owe you.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.